From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Greek leaders have resumed talks to form a government that's supposed to safeguard the country's Eurozone membership. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that a powerful anti-bailout party is holding up a coalition deal.
Syriza came in a surprising second in parliamentary elections May 6th. Party leader Alexis Tsipras opposes the terms of the international bailout loans that have kept Greece solvent since 2010. Those loans come with European Union-imposed austerity measures that have devastated the Greek economy, now in its fifth year of recession. Tsipras says he wants Greece to keep the euro, but he calls austerity a crime and says he won't join pro-bailout parties in a coalition. The EU says Greece must stick to austerity or lose financial assistance. If coalition talks collapse, new elections will be held as early as next month. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Germany's been leading the charge for the austerity program so unpopular in Greece and elsewhere, and now German Chancellor Angela Merkel's party has lost another state election. But IHS economist Jan Randolph says the election result doesn't necessarily mean Merkel's ability to push her agenda in Germany and across the Eurozone is severely damaged.
Angela Merkel has lost a number of important federal states. We can't necessarily translate that as a popular movement against Angela Merkel and her federal government. I think there's a lot of support still for Angela Merkel. She remains the most popular politician in Germany.
Randolph also says he believes the Eurozone now has good protective structures in place if Greece leaves the currency and even if Spain needs more help to stay financially afloat. California Governor Jerry Brown is set to release his updated budget proposal this morning. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it will address a deficit that the governor says has nearly doubled since the start of the year.
In a YouTube video released over the weekend, Brown blames the deficit in part on lower than expected tax revenues.
And the federal government and the courts have blocked us from making billions in necessary budget reductions. The result is that we're now facing a $16 billion hole, not the $9 billion we thought in January.
And that means the governor's proposed cuts will be far greater than what he asked for at the beginning of the year. Legislative Democrats have already rejected some of Brown's earlier proposals, such as restructuring California's welfare program and reducing financial aid for college students. The governor is counting on voters to approve a tax initiative in November to avoid even deeper cuts. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
Syrian opposition activists say government troops have been shelling a rebel-held town just north of the rebel stronghold of Homs itself, battered for months by government assaults. The violence further undermines a UN-backed peace plan that was to start with a ceasefire. This is NPR News. J.P. Morgan Chase is trying to limit fallout from its big credit default swap trading loss by parting company with three top executives. Ina Drew and two of her subordinates are reported expected to resign today. Drew has been one of J.P. Morgan's highest-paid executives and a widely respected role model for other women in the top tiers of banking. This week, Facebook will be sold on public markets for the first time. Facebook's executives say the company could be worth about $100 billion. From NPR's Planet Money team, Zoe Chase reports on what's on offer and what's at stake for Facebook and investors who buy its stock.
Aw, Facebook, you're all grown up. Remember when you were cool? When you were like an exclusive college party? Like they talked about in that movie, The Social Network.
The Facebook is cool. That's what it's got going for it.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it with ads because ads aren't cool.
Exactly.
It's like you're throwing the greatest party on campus and someone saying it's got to be over by 11.
That's exactly right.
Facebook's not worried about being cool anymore. 1 in 8 people in the world are already users, and Facebook makes most of its money from advertisers. To justify the $100 billion valuation, it needs to make much more. Right now, Facebook generates about $4.39 in revenue off each user. If user growth flattens out, they'd need to make something like $20 a head. Facebook would have to be one of the most popular places to spend ad dollars in the world. That's the future that investors are betting on when they buy a share of the social network. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.